Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Yuma, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah, Gimel. Ein Adam nichnes li Azara li Avoida. No one can come into the Azara to do the Avoida, afile Tahar. Even if he's Tahar, Atche Yitva, before he tivels himself. Well, what about if somebody's coming into the Azara, but not to do the Avoida? As the Tosis Yom Tov points out, in the name of Tosis. Let's say he's coming into Shecht. Shechita is not considered part of the Avodah. Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, even by a non-Kayin. Well, the answer is, he still has to tovel himself. Even without doing the Avodah, even just for coming into the Azara. It's just that now we're talking about the Kayin, so we're mentioning Avodah, that the Kayin can't come in to do his Avodah till he tovels himself. But it really applies to anyone. So once again, Ein Adam Nichnas Li Azara. No person can come into the Azara Li Avaida to do the Avaida Afilu Tar, even if he's Tar, Atche Yitvel, until he tivels himself. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. You know how many times the Kohen Gadol is going to tivel himself on this day? 5. You know how many times he's going to be Mekadish, his hands and feet by the Kir, like we explained before? Puts one hand on one foot, the other hand on the other foot, and he has to wash both his hands and feet? 10. Chamesh Tfilais, 5. Tfilais Ve'asara Kiddushin. Tovel Kohen Gadol u'mekadesh b'yayin. 5 times the Kohen Gadol is going to tovel himself, and 10 times he's going to be mekadesh his hands and feet on this day on Yom Kippur. You see, there are 5 times that the Kohen Gadol is going to have to change his clothes, and each time he's mekadesh his hands and feet, takes off his clothes, tovels himself, puts on the clothes, and again he has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. V'kulan b'kodesh. All of these tefillahs take place inside the Beis HaMikdash. That means in the place where we have the Kiddush of the Azara. And that's learned from the Pasuk, V'rachatz es besorei b'mayim, that he has to wash himself b'makam kadash. And where was this mikvah? Zakta Mishnah al Beis HaParva, on top of the Lishkas Beis HaParva. One of the chambers in the Azara was called Beis HaParva. The mikvah was on the roof. But that's in the Azara. Chutz mei zubulva. The only exception is, the only time the Kohen Gadol tovled himself outside was the one in the morning before he came in. And where was this outside mikvah? It was a mikvah on top of the Shar HaMayim that was near the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. With this first tefillah, we had no choice. He had to tovel himself in a place that is still considered chayil, because you can't come into the Azara before you tovel yourself. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, no person comes into the Azara to do the Avaida, even if he's tar, before he tivels himself, and lav dafka to do the Avaida. We also learned in regard to the Kohen Gadol, he's going to tivel himself 5 times, and do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim 10 times, throughout this most important day. And we explained that's because 5 times he's going to change his clothes, and each time he has to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before taking it off and putting it on, and before he puts it on he has to do Tefillah. And finally the Mishnah taught us, all of the times that the Kohen Gadol tivels himself, it's Bekaidesh, it's in a place that has Kedushas HaAzara, and that mikveh was on top of the Beis HaParva, with the exception of the very first time before he comes in, that was on top of the Shar HaMayim, near his Lishka, and that was not considered an area that was Kaddish. Because again, he has to be Tahar before he comes in.